So I'm calling the meeting to order for the KPFA Local Station Board of May 21st, 2022. I want to introduce, we have a parliamentarian at this meeting to assist us because the last meeting was so chaotic. And I'm introducing David Shapiro here. He's a registered parliamentarian. So I would ask Carol to read the roll call, please.
Thank you. This is the May 21st, 2022 Local Station Board meeting, and I will call the roll. Adisa Armand.
Good morning. I am present, and greetings of peace to everyone.
Adisa present. Daniel Borgstrom.
I'm here. Good morning.
Daniel here. Chris Corey.
Here.
Chris Corey here. Brian Crowell. We'll come back. Fred Dodsworth.
I'm here. Thank you.
Fred's here. Janine Etter asked for an excused absence. Sherry Gendelman.
I'm here.
Sherry's here. Donald Goldmacher.
Here.
Donald is here. Leslie Howard.
Present.
Leslie's here. Christina Huggins.
Here.
Christina's here. Lily Kimura.
Here.
Lily's here. Elizabeth Milos.
Here.
Elizabeth is here. Philip Maldari.
Here.
Philip is here. James McFadden.
Here.
James is here. Darlene Pagano.
Here.
Darlene is here. Christine Pepin.
Christine Pepin just recently emailed me. She wants an excused absence.
Christine asked for an excused absence. Frank Sterling. Frank said he might be late. I'll just come back to Frank. Catherine Tuktokin. Catherine is traveling, and she's going to be late probably also. Aki Tanaka asked for an excused absence. Andrea Turner. Andrea will come back. Mark Van Landuit.
Present.
Mark is here. Tom Voorhees.
Tom is here.
Tom is present. Carol Wolfley, I'm here. And Zach Caldvier.
Here.
Zach is here. Thank you.
Thank
Carol, you. Right. Carol, I'm here. Andrea.
Oh, Andrea, thank you. Andrea Turner is here. And I'm just going back to Brian Crowell. Okay. And Frank Sterling and Catherine Tuktokin. Okay, so I am going to ask for an excused absence for Janine Etter and Christine Pepin, Aki Tanaka, and Frank Sterling and Catherine Tuktokin if they're not able to join us later. Do I have a second?
Do we have a second?
You can second.
Chris will second.
I second. Yeah.
So if there's no objection.
If there's no objection, the motion will be adopted.
Motion adopted. Excuse is granted.
I'm just trying to make sure no one has their hand up. Motion adopted. The excuse is granted. Thank you very much. I'm going to go ahead and read our group agreements now. Reading of Zoom and KPFA LSB agreements. For purposes of sound quality and clear communication without interruptions, participants are asked to mute themselves during KPFA LSB online meetings, and the chair or host will recognize one person at a time to unmute themselves and speak. Board members on the phone can mute and unmute themselves by pressing star 6. The use of the Zoom chat option is reserved for LSB members only, so that board members are able to process board business without distraction. We look forward to hearing from members of the public during the public comments time. Board members wishing to be called on during the meeting are asked to raise hand by clicking on the participant button at the bottom of the screen and then clicking on the raised hand button on the right, or to press star 9 on a phone. Board members will be called on by staff. LSB board members shall use chat to submit written motions to the LSB secretary. Board members online may vote by Zoom, raise hand, or by roll call, or by email with a code when needed. KPFA LSB meeting and email agreements. Audio recording of the meetings is available at kpftx.org. No video recording permitted at KPFA LSB meetings. Speak with other each other respectfully using comfortable volumes. Focus on facts, issues, and proposals. No name calling or personal insults. Use attributions of sources and documentation when making statements or assumptions about other people or groups. Listen to each other with care. Honor the agenda and timeline, including staying on topic, following group procedures, and respecting the directions of the chair, facilitators, timekeepers, and people taking stack during meetings. Raise hands to be recognized by the facilitator. Honor individual time allocations per share and finish up when agreed upon time is over. Each person's time may be used for comments or questions, with answers included in the time. Honor board confidentiality. KPFA local station board members are required to keep all job performance information related to KPFA management, paid and unpaid staff, and volunteers confidential to be shared only within closed session LSB meetings. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreements, after the agreements are brought to their attention, that person may be asked to leave or be removed from the meeting. Thank you. So we will move on to the agenda now. Do I have a motion to approve the agenda?
I have a question.
Sure.
Who's taking STAC?
Christina is taking STAC.
Okay. Philip and James Madison both have their hands up.
Okay. And Kai will help me. Won't you, Kai?
Kai has stepped away for a moment and asked me to take over.
Yeah. I'm here too, but, just like I can't, I'm on the road at the moment, but I'll be back in a few minutes.
Okay. That's fine. Thank you. The first person is Philip Maldari.
And you'll have to unmute yourself. Philip, you need to unmute.
Fred, I think you need to go into the participants list and click on them.
Okay, I have unmuted myself, but you had prevented me from unmuting myself as the reason that I didn't unmute myself. So now that I'm unmuted, I would like to say that the raised hands on my computer does not appear under participants. It appears under reactions on the far right of the bottom bar. So that's where I raised my hand was under reactions, not participants.
Interesting. Okay. Okay. So, thank you for that announcement. I think the next person who wanted to speak is James McFadden.
Fred, we'll have to unmute him.
I'm trying to. This is new for me, so
I can do it. I've got a way to check on it now. So
okay,
I'm unmuted.
James,
what I wanted to ask, since we're on minutes, item number 7, executive session involving personnel, and including unfinished business. Can you just give something briefly so we know what is entailed in that, because I'm trying to coordinate this with another meeting later in the thing, and I have to make a decision about which one to go to, and so I'd like to know just the, you know, it doesn't have to go into the details that are that, you know, we don't want to talk about in public, but just
sure, it's involving pending litigation.
Okay, thank you.
And it's also involving financial report about Pacifica.
Okay.
Thank you. And the next person was Elizabeth Milos.
Yes, I'm looking at the, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you.
Okay. So in other words, we can unmute ourselves now. Is that correct?
Yes. Not necessarily.
When you're called on, I will ask you to unmute, and then you'll be able to unmute yourself.
So since when do we have this system? It seems incredibly restrictive in being able to participate in the meeting.
We're voting on a motion to approve the agenda right now.
Okay.
You're in order.
Okay. I approve the agenda. However, the approval of the minutes from March 19th.
We are not on the minutes yet. Please.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Remain within the confines of what we're doing.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So we have it's been moved and seconded to approve the agenda. Do I have any objections? Please raise your hand if anybody objects to approving the agenda.
I see no raised hands.
I see no raised hands either, so the agenda is approved. Thank you. So we will move on to approving the minutes for March 19th, 2022. Do I have a motion to approve the minutes?
So moved.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
Thank you. And yes, James McFadden.
Any corrections?
Are there any corrections? James McFadden, he has his hand up. Can you unmute yourself, James?
I guess I can. It just takes a while for somebody else to unmute me.
First. Okay. So. Just want to make sure.
The meeting minutes are incorrect in that, that was sent out to us anyway, unless something, a new version, and I haven't know if I've received any new version, but the list of people who are elected to the community advisory boards is incorrect because that list of four people was determined not based on single transferable voting, which was mandated by the PNB back in 2010. But there was a correction or actually a clarification of those rules that would allow the voting that we did, you know, on the community advisory board to be valid. But under those rules, all 12 people would be elected. And so I think this item number 8 is not correct and needs to be removed from the meeting minutes, even though, cause it's an invalid, statement of what happened.
The actual records, the minutes are a record of what actually occurred, not what should have occurred. So the minutes are accurate in the way that we did choose to elect our CAB officers, or our CAB people. So
these people were not elected at that meeting. It says those elected.
Don't put it to a vote if you want to change it.
Not elected because it was an invalid determination.
I understand your point of view. I'm saying that we did use.
Not a point of view. It's a fact.
I'm not going to argue with you, James. We'll have a vote on it. Okay.
Is that called a question?
There is no question. Point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
There is no motion on the table. So,
the motion is to adopt the correction.
The motion.
And, Fred, can you be timing?
Yes, I can. What are my time limits?
This item is 5 minutes.
Thank you.
Per speech.
So 2 minutes per speech?
We're already at 3.
Okay. Motion is to correct the minutes.
The motion is to correct the minutes right now and
By striking out item 8.
Is there a second? Was there a second on that?
And please write the motion into the chat, whoever's the maker of the motion.
If there's no second, it cannot be considered.
Everybody put their hands down unless you're seconding the motion so we can see who's seconding it, please. Are you seconding the motion, Elizabeth? She is seconding the motion. Okay, we have a second, so we're going to have a vote now, please. So any discussion? Is there any, well, we're over our time now.
Okay.
So
no, there should be a discussion.
Yeah, and call for discussion.
Okay. If you want more discussion, what did you want to say, Elizabeth?
Well, what I wanted to say was that, in fact, there's also an incorrect aspect to the minutes regarding to the committees of inclusion, which I was voted, as far as I can tell, I was voted in there, according to the, to the information that I received at the end of the meeting. And with regard to the CAB in particular, what I believe, James McFadden is trying to say is that that particular part should be struck out, but what should be added, which is an amendment to the motion, is the names of the all the 12 members who were ultimately elected according to the correct standard, the correct voting system, which should have been used. So that is a motion to amend. It would be to add all the 12 members who were elected, and that motion was passed by the PMB in 2010. In order for that to, in order for CABs to be fully represented by the community and by all of the LSB members who nominated them as well.
2 minutes
in a democratic way. So I would like to amend the motion to add the, to all of the 12 members of the CAB. And now whether or not the LSB actually decides this or not, it's already a given. I just want to say this because the PMB has already established that fact. But it would be behoove the LSB, the KPF LSB, to have the correct information.
Your time is up. Could you please put the motion in writing in the chat?
A point of order, Madam Chair.
Yes.
I don't believe there can be an amendment of an amendment of a motion.
There can.
I'd like to check with the
parliamentarian. It's a secondary amendment.
But that one is unamendable. There can be
no, but the secondary amendment is unamendable. So you can't have a second motion. Okay. So if she puts the motion in to the chat, then we'll conduct a vote on it. We're going to do a, we'll do a roll call vote.
Excuse me. I don't understand. Can you point a question? Can you, the parliamentarian answer the question?
You know, I've had my hand up and, you know, can I get
I didn't
called
see your hand, Lily. I don't know what's going
oh,
on.
Sorry. Go ahead,
and Don also.
Okay.
Okay. Go ahead, Lily.
Okay. I'm sorry to interrupt. So my understanding of minutes is exactly what happened at the meeting. Okay. Not what we wanted to happen or what, you know, so that's my understanding of the meeting. So of what minutes to a meeting are, it's what reflects what actually happened at the meeting, not what I wanted to happen to the meeting. That's all I wanted to say.
The actual, 12 members were elected.
Unless you are recognized by the chair.
You know,
I have, I'm trying to make a motion here. I'm the one that's actually trying to make an
you need to be quiet so other people can talk. Okay.
Okay. Let me clarify something. At the last meeting, Elizabeth, you and other people spoke out without being recognized by the chair. And at this meeting, we're going to have some order. So the first time that we have to remind you, that's the first time. The second time you speak out, you will be muted. The third time, we will remove you from the meeting, whoever does it, no matter who it is. That those are the rules. So understand that you don't just speak out. You have to try to be recognized by the chair by raising your hand. Donald Goldmucker, could you unmute yourself, Donald?
Thank you. Yeah, rather than get into the details of what's legal and what's illegal here, I'd merely point out that, though that motion may have been passed by the PNB has passed many other motions that were inappropriate, illegal, or incompetently put forward. In this instance, that motion flies against the CPB rules of how to set up a CAB. I'll just leave it at that for now, and I think we can vote.
Thank you. Darlene? Unmute yourself, please.
I just want to say that the minutes are a snapshot in time. Much happened after that time, but you don't take what happened after the meeting and try to put it as if it happened in the meeting. It's different moments of time that we're talking about. and they can't be all smushed into one. The minutes were what happened then. So, if there's something about an election that wasn't properly noted, I'd love to, you know, let's hear that, but let's not get into what happened after that meeting, and somehow what happened later is supposed to change the history of that meeting. Thank you.
Thank you. I'm going to call on Fred. He hasn't spoken yet on this matter.
I'm simply letting you know that Sherry Gendelman is trying to raise her hand and is not able to and wants to be recognized.
Hey, I got something from her as well. So Sherry, she hasn't had a chance to speak yet. Sherry Gendelman, go ahead. Could you unmute yourself and help her unmute?
I just want to echo what Darlene and Lily just said, that the minutes are a record of what happened. And if what happened violates some procedure, and I'm not saying that it did, then those who are concerned about that can introduce a motion to correct that vote, not the minutes. The minutes are a record of what happened. Thank you.
Thank you, Sherry. Elizabeth, if you have something new to say, but we don't want to go over old territory. Did you have something new to add, Elizabeth?
I had a question for the parliamentarian. I didn't understand what was mentioned regarding providing amendment to the amendment, and therefore the secondary would not be considered. I don't understand that.
You didn't say that. You said that there could be a secondary amendment.
Okay, and so...
And I've received the second amended.
And
that's the pending motion.
So what people are saying here, basically, if you could clarify this, is because it did not specifically happen or happened basically incorrectly, it has to be noted in the minutes as has happened. So I should, if I withdraw this amendment, then we would go on to the second, the amendment to strike that. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. Yes.
I would like to include the amendment of adding all of the 12 members that were actually elected on March 19th. If the STV should have been followed.
Wait, that's, you've already said that. We understand what your point is. So
did she want to withdraw?
No, you did. You just were toying with it, withdrawing it. You're not going to withdraw it, or you are?
No, I am not going to withdraw it. I'm going to add to it. I'm saying that they were elected on March 19th. If you the appropriate STV voting rules had been applied.
You can't add something to the second amendment. Yes,
If there's no further objection,
we'll now vote
on the secondary.
Can I speak one more time, just really quick? I just want to say that the wording says those elected to the community advisory board and lists a set of names. No election results were given during that last meeting. There were the vote numbers and stuff were not given out. We were not given them to us until just recently. So you can't put this into it that these people were elected without providing those members of the boards with the actual voting results. They were not given out at the meeting. So you can't make this kind of declaration. It's just wrong. It's incorrect. It's factually incorrect.
Okay. Carol?
You know, it's interesting that someone is saying something is factually incorrect when what they're saying is factually incorrect. I ask for all motions and all announcements to be written into the chat. It was written into the chat at the meeting by the meeting administrator who were appointed to the community advisory board. Thank you.
Thank you. So the first motion that we're voting on right now
is
the secondary amendment to the initial motion.
And the initial motion was just to strike out section.
The initial motion was just to strike out section 8. This one is the amendment to the motion is to add all of the 12 members that were elected on March 19th. The listing of only 4 is incorrect. That's the motion by Elizabeth.
I withdraw my motion.
Is there any objection to withdrawing?
Is there any objection to withdrawing that motion?
The secondary amendment is withdrawn.
The secondary amendment is withdrawn. Seeing none.
now have the primary amendment to strike out section 8.
Now we're now going to vote on the primary amendment to strike out section 8. Could you take a roll call vote, Kara, please?
I am not seeing the primary vote written, the primary amendment written into the chat.
It was to strike out section 8.
Could you please write it
needs
into the
to
chat,
be
James?
Written into the chat for the minutes to be accurate.
Yes. To strike out section
8. So it's just to strike out section 8. Would you please write, that in, James? Okay. His motion is in there. Or is that Chris? It's James McFadden.
Okay, I see it. Motion to strike item 8 from minutes since this leaves the incorrect note. Okay.
This motion.
Is that the motion? Please read the motion, James, as written in the chat.
Strike out item 8.
The motion should only say, rather than argumentative, it should just say the motion is to strike out item 8 from the minutes.
Okay, I'm looking.
Well, I made the motion, so I think I get to choose the wording.
Well, you got to motivate it.
Okay, what I'm saying is motion to strike item 8.
Excuse me, I'm getting a ruling from the parliamentarian. Would you please listen? What he's saying is it has to be in the form of a correction to the minutes. It can't include other material. Cannot. You've already motivated it, James. People have spoken about it. So we're now voting on the motion. Darlene, did you have something you wanted to add before we vote? No. Okay. So, if there's no further discussion, then we will vote now on the motion to strike item 8 from the minutes. So, Carol, would you please do roll call vote?
Yes. Adisa Armand.
Yes.
Adisa, yes. Daniel Borgstrom.
Yes, I'm both. Daniel votes yes.
Daniel, yes. Chris Corey.
Pass.
Chris, pass. Brian Crowell. Fred Dodsworth.
No.
Fred, no. Sherry Gendelman. Oh, Sherry is not able to
unmute herself.
Unmute.
Okay. I'm unmuted and I vote no.
Thank you, Sherry.
Sherry, no. Donald Goldmacher.
No.
Donald, no. Leslie Howard.
No.
Leslie, no. Christina Huggins.
Could you call me at the end?
Yes, I will, Christina. Lily Kimura.
No.
Lily, no. Elizabeth Milos.
Yes.
Elizabeth, yes. Philip Maldari.
No.
Philip, no. James McFadden. James McFadden. I will come back to James. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Oh, that was James. He said yes.
James, yes. Darlene Pagano?
Yes.
Darlene, yes. Christine's not here. Is Frank Sterling here?
I don't think he arrived yet.
Okay. Catherine Tataka? Aki Tanaka?
Catherine's here.
I am here. Sorry, I logged on late. I'm at an airport. And no.
Catherine, no. Aki Tanaka.
Aki's not here.
Oops, sorry. Andrea Turner.
No.
Andrea, no. Mark Van Landuit.
Mark, we're asking you to unmute.
No.
Mark, no. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes yes.
Tom votes yes.
Excuse me, Darlene has her hand. Darlene has her hand up.
Can't
oh, I'm sorry. I won't, sorry, I can't interrupt the vote. Okay, I think she... Go ahead, let's finish this.
Carol Woofley, I vote no. Zach Caldevere.
No.
Zach, no. And coming back to Christina.
No.
Christina, no.
And
I'm requesting recognition.
Did
on my vote.
Pertaining to the vote?
Yes.
Yes, please go ahead.
I think I voted yes, and I didn't mean to. My vote is no.
So she's changing her vote from yes to no.
Okay, she is changing her vote from yes to no. Thank you.
Thank you. Darlene Pagano, no. So, Kai, were you tracking this?
Sorry, I'm all over the place here. I'm getting it set up now, so.
It's okay. I'll count them up.
Okay. Okay. Thank you.
I have 5 yes, 13 no. Is that what you have, Kai?
He doesn't have it.
I wasn't able to count it, but I will do that for the next vote.
Okay. I have, and oh, I'm sorry. I need to go back to Chris Corey. Chris?
Abstain.
5 yes, 13 no, 1 abstention then.
The correction is not adopted.
The correction is not adopted.
Now, are there any further corrections to the minutes?
Are there any further corrections to the minutes?
If there's no further corrections, the chair will declare the minutes approved.
If there's no further corrections to the minutes, then the chair will declare the minutes approved.
Thank you.
Without objection, the minutes are approved. Okay, we move on to the next order of business, please. That would be KPFA LSB reports. And Carol, I think you have a report. Is that correct? On the
yes, I do. If you could hold on 1 second, I'm just multitasking.
Frank. Is here. Franklin's here. I just as a heads up, I don't know what else
thank you
need to do about that.
Okay, thank you for letting us know.
Frank Sterling is present. Yes. There have been some challenges with the just a second. Okay. I have a motion that the KPFA LSB meeting and email agreements apply to all persons participating in the meeting, including those making public comments. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreements, that person may be muted or removed from the meeting. So do I have a second?
Second. I second it.
Discussion. I see Elizabeth. Darlene has her hand up.
I'm sorry, I'm taking it down. It was about Frank being having arrived. Sorry.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Darlene.
Yes, I could motivate my motion, Madam Chair.
Thank you. We should motivate your motion before we go further. Go ahead.
Yeah, there have been some concerns about people in public comments making false accusations and naming people, which poses some possible liability for the local station board. And it is not in the best interest of the network or the station to have false information presented on or other violations of the agreements of our group during public comments. So I urge members of the local station board to vote for this motion.
Thank you. Could you put your motion in the chat, please?
Yes. My rule.
Thank you. So I take it you're posting it in there right now?
Yes, I am, Christina, if you want to go ahead with discussion.
Sure. Okay, let me see whose hands are up. Is there discussion on this?
Sherry wants to speak.
Sherry Gendelman? Go ahead, Sherry.
Hey. I think that everyone that participates in the meeting should be required to conform to standards of respect, and just as board members are, and I support anyone who chooses to comment on our proceedings or anything related to the station, to have to abide by the rules of decorum that board members are required to abide by. That's all I have to say.
Thank you. Elizabeth Milos.
Well, I find it very disturbing that KPFA, which is supposedly the bastion of free speech, would be trying to silence free speech of the public when it comes to giving information and naming names of people who, as a matter of public record, are trying to destroy Pacifica. And it's a matter of public record that there are serious conflicts of interest with regard to Pacifica Safety Net attempting to put lawsuit after lawsuit against Pacifica Network, as well as a member of this particular board who is presented a petition to deny the license renewal to the FCC for against WBAI, which again is another attempt.
We're talking about.
No, I find it to be very disturbing. Okay, and then I will go back onto the topic, which happens to be.
You are off topic. You are attacking people, and you are off topic.
No, I have not attacked. I have not named anybody right now. I
mentioned.
No, I did not say any names. So the issue is whether or not people can name names, right? Okay, I did not say any name.
Thank you. Lily,
further discussion.
We have Lily Kimura has her hand up. Lily?
I am always amazed sitting on this board that we have to vote on stuff that's just common sense civility and, you know, courteous to other people. You know, you can't come it is not freedom of speech when you slander people in a public forum. You know, it is definitely exposes us to liability, but more important, it exposes us to ridicule. You know, it's totally immature behavior, and I am constantly amazed that we have to vote on these civility measures. That's it.
Thank you. So, seeing no more discussion, can we vote on the motion? And Carol, I will ask you to do roll call, please. I see no hands up. I will, Elizabeth Milo.
Can you read the motion?
Can you read the motion again for us, please?
Yes. Motion that the KPFA LSV meeting and email agreements apply to all persons participating in the meeting, including those making public comments. If a situation arises when a participant is not willing to honor the above agreements, that person may be muted or removed from the meeting.
Thank you.
Did you want me to take a roll call vote?
Christina, you're muted.
Yes, would you please take a roll call vote?
Okay, Adisa Armand.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I can, Adisa.
I'm having difficulty with the whole conversation. And
Adisa, we're in a vote right now.
Yes,
do you vote yes or no?
I understand, Carol. Just give me a moment. Let me breathe here. I abstain from this. Thank you.
Okay. You don't have to.
Daniel Borgstrom?
Okay. I'm sorry, what did you say?
No. I vote Daniel votes no.
Daniel votes no. Chris Corey?
I'm going to pass again. Thank you.
You're passing and you'd like me to come back to you, Chris?
Yes, please.
Okay. Fred Dodsworth?
I vote to pass the motion, please.
Fred votes yes. Sherry Gendelman?
Yes.
Sherry votes yes. Donald Goldmacher?
Yes.
Donald votes yes. Leslie Howard?
Leslie Howard votes yes.
Leslie votes yes. Christina, I'll come back to you, Christina.
Thank you.
Lily Kimura?
Yes.
Lily votes yes. Elizabeth Milos?
I've asked her to unmute.
The motion was not placed in the chat, so I oppose this.
It is in the chat.
I don't see it.
Yes or no?
You have a yes or no?
No.
Thank you.
Elizabeth votes no. Philip Muldari?
Yes.
Philip votes yes. James McFadden?
I vote no on this attempt to stifle free speech.
Please just vote yes.
We just need a yes or no, please. Thank you. Go ahead.
Darlene Pagano.
I vote yes, but I also am not finding the motion in chat, Carol.
Okay. I will post it in the chat now.
Thank you.
Did you succeed in posting it? Can you tell?
I'm looking for it.
It is in the chat. It is. I see what happened. It got posted just to one person accidentally. It's in the chat, but it's not visible.
Okay. Just to clarify for everybody, if you're trying to put a motion in the chat, make sure you, above the chat box where it says type message here, make sure that it says to everyone and not just one person or anything like that.
Thank you, Kai.
Kai, can you, do you see where the motion is? Can you repost that for me?
I don't see where the motion is, Carol.
It's at 11:42.
If you sent it to one person, I can't see it either.
Oh, you don't see it.
So
okay.
You need to post it again to everyone.
Okay, hold on, everybody.
You can copy and paste, Carol.
I can't copy and paste it on that. I just tried.
Okay.
So I have to. All right. And now I'm putting it back in.
It's there now.
Yes, it's there.
Did it.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. All right. It's there now. So we are continuing with the vote. Frank Sterling.
No to the silencing of people.
Frank, no. Catherine Tuttalkin. Catherine, are you there? Aki Tana. Oh, sorry. Andrea Turner. Oh, Catherine?
Maybe she's having trouble unmuting herself.
Okay. Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Yes.
Andrea, yes. Mark Van Landuit.
I'm going to pass until I finish reading this.
Okay. Tom Voorhees.
Tom votes no.
Tom votes no. Zach Caldevier.
Yes.
Zach Caldevier votes yes. Carol Wolfley, I vote yes. Christina Huggins.
Yes.
Christina votes yes. Going back to Chris Corey.
Abstain.
Abstain. Okay. Do you have a count for me, Kai?
I'm up, Mark. He passed also.
What I
Mark
have passed is... also.
Did we want to come back to Mark?
Oh, I'm sorry, Mark.
Mark Van Landuit? Did you want to vote?
Vote yes.
Thank you. Mark votes yes. All right. Good. I have one, two, three.
That's what I have.
Okay. You don't need to announce the abstentions.
Yeah, I have 12 yes and 5 no's.
And 1 abstain.
We don't have to announce the abstentions apparently, but that's okay.
Okay.
I'm learning stuff every day here.
Affirmative has it.
So the affirmative has it. The motion passes. Motion is adopted.
Thank you, Christina. There is another, I do have some information regarding the Community Advisory Board. As part of the secretary report, the, 4 people appointed to the KPFA CAB got well over the majority of yes votes. The KPFA CAB held a bilingual Spanish-English meeting in April, established group procedures, and has gathered data from 40 students from diverse backgrounds about their media interests with surprising results for their community needs assessment. The CAB is reaching out to Asian, Black, Middle Eastern, and other communities to help recruit additional CAB members in alignment with the demographics of the KPFA signal range. The PMB interference in the work of this youthful and diverse CAB is a prime example of why 3 of Pacifica's 5 stations seem to be out of touch with their potential listenership. I have a motion. And I will put this in the chat. Whereas Bay Area census statistics indicate that the white population has dropped to below 39% and only about 11% are 65 or older, be it resolved that the KPFA Local Station Board adopts the following standing rules in alignment with the Corporation for Public Broadcasting Regulations. The KPFA Local Station Board appoints persons to the KPFA Community Advisory Board through a yes, no, or abstain appointment process for each person being considered, and that the KPFA LSB will reach out to students, youth, and BIPOC communities in alignment with the demographics of the KPFA signal range for potential appointment to the Community Advisory Board. LSB and KPFA staff members may not serve on the Community Advisory Board. And do I have a second?
Do I have a second for that motion?
Second.
Thank you. Could you put that in the chat, please?
And we have 2 people who want to speak, Franklin and Elizabeth first.
Yeah, I will. I have something to add to the report.
And the proposer can speak first.
And pardon me?
The proposer can speak first.
The proposer can speak first. So that would be Carol. If you wanted to motivate it more, Carol?
No, go ahead, Christina.
Okay. I just want to let people know that we understand that the PNB passed a motion regarding this, but subsequent to that, we found that the CPB chair, Bruce Raymer, stated at a recent KPFK meeting, as someone kindly told me, the station governing body is its local board. So he stated that the local board is the one that determines the appointment and removal of, and I'll just state what it is from the CAB regulations. A CAB may establish and follow its own schedule and agenda. The CAB structure and composition, including the number of members, Their terms and method of appointment and removal should be established by the station's governing body. The governing body, as I just said, was stated by the chair of the entire PNB to be the local station board. So we have written a letter to the chair of the PNB requesting clarification on this and letting her know and letting the PNB know that the motion would be in violation of what the CAB rules are. And we have not yet received an answer from that.
Okay.
So until we receive a clarification from the PNB chair and the board, then we can't do anything. So we're sort of in stasis right now. So that's my report. And I think, did you already speak, Carol? Did you want to speak more? Or?
No, I think that's it, Christina.
Okay. And just to say that we should definitely make sure that we need that money for the CAB KPFA and, WPFW are two stations that are eligible for funds from CPB. We've lost over $1 million every year, on this. So we really could use the CPB funding. So, I'll finish there. And Elizabeth Milos had her hand up. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
You're still discussing this motion.
Okay. Yes. First of all, this decision by the PNB was in 2010. So, the CPB, gives the grants to the Pacifica as the network. Individual stations do not get grant money from the CPB individually. It is the Pacifica network that receives the funding for the stations. So, I appreciate that you're going to be asking for clarification regarding this, but the decision was prior to any vote that we made here at the LSB. And the LSB happens to be a standing committee of the PNB. So this motion that is being presented invalidating the PNB decision from 2010 cannot be made by the LSB in any way. Also, I would like to state that I remember that a member of CAB, Fred Cook, had sent letters previously for a few months prior, in fact, asking for clarification from the LSB chair and the secretary regarding the any kind of decisions that had been previously made by the CAB that was still in existence but had been suspended. He asked very clearly if he was still considered a member. He was a member, and therefore, he was in his rights to ask for any specific information that the CAB had decided previously regarding voting and voting rules. And he was not provided with this information. And so therefore, the PNB ruling from 2010 regarding ranked choice voting was made in accordance with the values of Pacifica, which is to respect democracy, including the minority voices. And that is what exactly should have happened on March 19th, if we had followed the STV rules as appropriate. And so Fred Cook, I believe he is a member of he's going to be speaking here, in when it comes for public comment. And I hope
you have
that he's
10 seconds.
So I basically oppose this motion as being invalid, and I will make a formal complaint if this motion passes, because this goes against the bylaws of PNB.
Your time is up.
Thank you.
The bylaws of Pacifica.
Yeah, we're not voting yet.
Yeah, but are you? Is this?
Is there a motion?
The dump.
Yes.
Whereas.
Yes. Okay, so we're going on to Franklin.
Okay. I'm trying here. For one, I'm not sure how I like this new mute thing, because we should keep people from the public that can't unmute fine. But when we try to speak up and say something, I was trying to vote on James's motion and I wasn't allowed to raise my voice. Even though you guys called on me, I couldn't even let you know I was here. The members of the LSB should be able to chime in anytime they want. And then be called on to mute if someone wants to mute them. Anyway, I'm not wasting my time on that, but I don't like this new system. And you guys know I sent my email about how I got muted last time when I was trying to make an amendment. And then you guys called the question before I could make an amendment. So I think there's still some room that needs to be worked out on this mute button. As far as the motion goes, are you saying that we're not going to use transferable voting now? You're just going to do a yes or no? Is that part of the motion?
It is what we did last time.
And I know I came in late on the other conversation, but are you saying that Fred Cook and the other people that were going to be on the cab are still not going to be on the cab?
I'm saying that we're waiting for clarification from the PNB chair. I described that pretty clearly to you, that we sent an email to her saying there's a conflict, a direct conflict with the CPB rules and regulations in having somebody dictate to us how we appoint our cab members. That's supposed to come from the local board, and the local board has historically used CPB rules to be the people that elect our the method, that decide the method. That's what I'm saying.
And doesn't KPFA local station board usually use single transferable voting for elections?
Not for every election.
You have 10 seconds.
Anyways, well, I'd be against this motion if we're not using single transferable motion. I believe that is what we normally use for voting, and I believe we should stick with that.
Your time is up.
James McFadden?
First, let me just say there's no direct conflict with CPB rules. The CPB individual was incorrectly told by somebody else that the local board is the governing body. This is a factually incorrect statement. The CPB person assumed that statement was true and then went on to make the further statement. But the PNB is the governing board. It's the governing body. The LSBs are committees of the PNB. And only the PNB has jurisdiction to make these kinds of rules, unless that jurisdiction is given to the LSB by the PNB. And I think that's what really comes to the crux of this issue. So these subsequent statements that you send to Hewlett that said that the individual said we get to control it, not you, is just false, because it's based on false information given to him. And that's what it really comes down to. The PNB gets to decide this, not you guys here at the local station, not us at the local station. We are a sub.
James, are you still speaking?
You dropped off, James.
Let me repeat. So, you know, I don't know what this whole new process is. Did somebody mute me again?
No, nobody muted you.
Okay. So, there's no direct conflict with the CPB rules. The CPB individual was incorrectly told that the local board is the governing body. It's not. The PNB is the governing body.
Point of order.
We have 10 seconds.
You're repeating yourself, James. You understand what you're saying.
Has assumed an incorrect statement, you know, in its following. And I'm sure we'll mention that once you're...
Your time is up.
Thank you.
State your point.
What's
the point of order?
Okay, I've just as far as questioning, all the board only has to let us know that, the board chair, to clarify what we're saying. It is our information that the CPB chair of the entire CPB did make that statement. So if they want to correct that, along with letting the Attorney General know of California, who is also on that email, we would appreciate it. Carol Wolfley is next.
Yeah, I think actually Lily was before me. I don't know why my hand came up first.
Oh, okay. Lily, go ahead, Lily.
Sorry. I apologize in advance. You know, I'm really tired of hearing this freedom of speech stuff. Ever hear of the example, yelling fire in a crowded, you know, movie theater, or even better, yelling shooter in a grocery store? We're not the government. We're trying to conduct business in an orderly way. And I will not sit on a board where it's this utter chaos of people talking over, repeating themselves. So, you know, doing away with the mute button is ridiculous. Thank you.
Thank you. Carol, did you want to go next?
Yeah, I want to go back to the 2010 resolution that was passed by the PNB. As Don Goldmacher pointed out early in this meeting, the PNB, which is composed of a lot of people who have never had board experience or experience with broadcasting management, they pass motions. So that they did not have the authority to pass a motion regarding how the station